Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Finishing the Race. Prepare for the winning kick. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, Treasure in Earthen Vessels. When I had this car that had some engine problems, where it just was running real rough, wasn't working, a mechanic told me of an easy way to check for bad spark plug wires in my car, because it was losing power, and I didn't have the resources to put it in the shop to find out why. What he told me to do was, he said, wait until it's dark out, he said, and open up the hood, start the engine up, and if the spark plugs are bad, if they're dry, if the rubber is drying out, if they're cracked, then it'll look like a fireworks show underneath the hood. He said, because the spark plug wires will be arcing to every place that there's metal. And sure enough, I did that, and there was just sparks all over the place. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7 reads, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Like in the dark, starting up the car and those sparks coming out, we'd only know that in the dark. In the darkness, you could see the light shining through those spark plug wires. Scripture says that the heavens declare the glory of God. But how do we glorify God? Well, the truth is, there's nothing we can think of, no ritual that we can do that results in glory for God. It is the gospel of Jesus that reveals God's glory, not us. I mean, you take fireflies, catch fireflies, something the kids have done for decades, centuries, catch fireflies and put them in a jar. All those fireflies in there will start making their light. But you know, when you think about it, it's the fireflies making the light that matters, not the jar. The jar itself really doesn't matter. And that's what it's all about with us and the Holy Spirit living within us. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 down to verse 12, which includes our text verse for this session. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Let me just share a couple of things about this passage of Scripture. First, the gospel of Jesus is the treasure. The gospel is the message of what is offered to us by faith in Jesus Christ. It's forgiveness of our sin and a new spiritual life. The Roman road is my favorite way of sharing the gospel message. It's all passages from the book of Romans except one verse. But we all come the same way, the Apostle Paul says. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. God has given us eternal life by Jesus Christ, His Son. Why would He do that? Well, John 3:16 tells us why. Because He loves us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God, through Jesus Christ, gave us eternal life because He loved us. And how was that life, that love demonstrated? Well, Romans 5, chapter 8 tells us that God demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And all we need to do is confess our belief in that sacrifice for us. Jesus dying in our place and raising from the dead. Romans 10, 9 and 10. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made, and with the heart we believe unto righteousness. And then Romans 10, 13 tells us what we need to do with that belief. All or whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Peter wrote that, quote, in 2 Peter 1:3, His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. And what does that mean? He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Well, first of all, it's an understanding of spiritual matters. Satisfaction of the desires of our soul. God's power or grace operating in us. Everything that we need to know in order to be saved that pertain to life and to live the Christian life, godliness. So the gospel of Jesus is the treasure that's in these earthen vessels. And second, Christians are the earthen vessels. Believers in Jesus Christ are containers. We can only offer what we've received. God is the source of spiritual life, of new life, of living water. Christians are the candlesticks in which the light is set up and through which it touches other people. Unless and until we receive it from God, we have nothing to depend on and nothing to share with others. Just think for a moment about the imagery of earthen vessels. Clay pots is what the imagery is here. That imagery of earthen vessels, same as all others God created, often insignificant in appearance, subject to sicknesses like others, various, these earthen vessels, some weak, some strong, some small, some large. We are what the potter makes us. We're designed for service. Our use is often unappreciated. We're frail, we're mortal, and we're dying. But all of that, all of our cracks and impurities, makes the light, the gospel light that's inside, to shine out like those electrical arcs from the dried up old spark plug wires. So the gospel of Jesus is the treasure. Christians are the earthen vessels, and the treasure in the earthen vessel glorifies God. It's this setup, the gospel message in Christians, which magnifies his power and puts it into action. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. Earthen vessels, not magnificent in appearance, often having nicks and scars and cracks, and sometimes used by this world for simple purposes. And yet, that's just what he wants. That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. You see, if the vessel was magnificent, then that would be the focus when people look at it. But the cracks allow the light that's within to shine out. And then the effect of the light of the gospel being within us for others to see. Listen, lighting a lamp in the middle of the day doesn't have much effect, does it? But shining a light, shining a lamp in darkness, well, that's different. I remember going to the Luray Caverns in Virginia, and when we got to a certain point, we all gathered together, and our guide told us to just pay attention, and at that moment, all of the lights went out, and it was so dark that you couldn't even see your own hand in front of you. It was so dark. And then the guide lit a match and held it up. And then we could see all of the people around and beyond. What's the point here? The condition of the jar doesn't matter. It's the treasure within that's at issue. Sometimes the weaker vessels allow the treasure to be seen more clearly. Let me give you one final thought. A pastor friend once said, God has a retirement plan for his people. It's called heaven. If we're here in this life, we're on the job. There's no retirement. But as earthen vessels, it's the treasure within us that does the work. Our faithfulness in speaking his message and doing his ministry is what gets it done. People will look at our lives and will see Jesus. You think about all that, and you have a great day.